Yeah, I really like that idea. The checking in numbers 1 through 10 and whatnot, because then we're not really, is I don't know, we had a focus in the beginning about where their location was, and that the way we were doing it would, based on where they check in, we would know roughly where they were in the county, and so that was helpful. But now that we have already kind of gathered that information and we know who all our members are and we know what mile roads they're between and we get their, QTH from QRZ, we don't really need to be so hung up on where they're checking in from and as much as just getting them. And that kind of reminds me of Lance Cruz's check-in where they say, these are the most common people that check into the net. Do I have a KEA LAX? And then he unkeys. Wait a couple seconds. No, do I have a KEA YNU? Wait a couple seconds. But I don't know that we want to do that for all 30, plus, and we'll get more members. But the 1 through 10 is seems like a good idea, and we can make that 1 through 8, 8 through 14 or something. As needed to reduce doubles as we go. But yeah, I don't know, all of this has got a good, like we have a good them, and we could maybe make some small tweaks to it to reduce some of the doubles. But I'm surprised that guy didn't, call in as a fill station or a late check-in if we missed somebody, and then he never got called. It would have been nice to have him throw out his call sign and get credit for trying, So this is KEAWUO over to NAWRO.